I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Everyone who wants to make a difference, raise your hand. Now raise your hands high so that I can see them. Yes, everyone would like to make a difference, but making a difference is not just wishful thinking. It is the result of determined doing. Most of us want to make a difference, to leave a mark, to create a lasting imprint by what you do and what you say, that your service or work is appreciated or remembered. But remember the song, "If I Can Help Somebody Along the Way," or "Only What You Do for Christ Will Last." Making a difference for Christ requires moving beyond short-term definitions of success to being faithful. It encompasses the past, the present, and future, forcing us to consider where we have been, where we are right now, and where God wants us to go. Making a difference means one must move beyond success to faithful to significance. Being a leader brings with it an opportunity to do something of significance that makes families, communities, churches, work, organizations, nations, the environment, and the world better places than they are today. So you want to make a difference. Well, then you're going to have to get a handle on disappointments. Not becoming fixated or paralyzed by disappointments that come your way. It'll be difficult being a difference maker if you're frustrated too easily. Don't give up, and don't give up too soon. Maybe it's time to turn it over to the Lord and let the Lord fight your battle. And we can learn from our disappointments even in retrospect. You want to be a difference maker? We'll get a handle on change. It often means we become comfortable with uncertainty. You can get a handle on how to make transition work, even the positive and the negative ones. Get a handle on a good perspective about problems. Become a problem spotter as well as a problem solver. Learn. God will show you the way to turn problems into an opportunity or a personal advancement. You want to make a difference? Then get a handle on fear. Remember, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I tell you, don't use anything that God didn't give you to use. Fear can generate inaction, weaknesses that debilitate and can be destructive. God can help you to get a handle on what you're afraid of. Remember, perfect love casts out fear. You've heard it before. Face your fears and then move on. For courage is simply fear that has said its prayers. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Go on. You can make a difference. You can become a difference maker with God, grace, and guts.